Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Hey, Ayla!
Yeah?
What's good?
I've been teasing this story all day because there's a saying that says hard work pays off, right? And if you want something bad enough, think positive thoughts and keep trying. And in the end, well, hopefully you get what you want. Do you think dogs know that, though? Of course they do. There was a dog in North Carolina, and it looked like he was some sort of a pit bull mix. He was definitely a stray, and oh my gosh, he had a heart of a lion. The tenacity of an inchworm trying to get off of a driveway after a rainstorm. Do you know, like, worms trying to get off the driveway, and they try
and
really, really hard.
And a pit bull to the worm?
I did for the metaphor. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate you for that.
You're welcome.
What I'm really trying to say, okay, let me just reel you back in. What I'm trying to say is that this pit bull wanted a purple unicorn toy from the Dollar General store so bad that he kept going into the store and trying to take it. Just that one toy, nothing else in the store. No candy, no treats, no nothing. Just this purple unicorn toy. What a thief, right? No. Dollar General employees, though, called it into animal control.
What is wrong with them?
Right? You would think that's a bad story.
Just give them the toy.
Right? Animal control showed up because Dollar General was like, where is this dog coming from? Like, we can't just have a pit bull wandering around in our store. So animal control bought the toy for the dog, and they safely brought him to the animal shelter where they put him up for adoption. And then they put on the adoption papers that he knows, this is cute, that he knows how to sit, lay, heel, and loves unicorns from Dollar General. Aww. And by the way, his name is Sisu. And I looked it up because I'm like, I've never heard that name before. Apparently, it's Finnish. Do you want to know what it means? Of course you do.
Unicorn lover.
No.
No.
It means, Sisu means determination, grit, purpose, bravery, resilience, and hardiness. Isn't that cool? And Sisu has all these things when trying to get that dang purple unicorn.
I love it. The animal control guy shows up and he's like, yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to buy the toy.
I'm going to take care of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what you guys should have done a long time ago. Instead of calling me, I'm going to buy the thing for him.
I know.
God bless him.
I saw that story and I'm just like, that is so, so sweet. And I just can, I don't know. I just imagine Brayt being that one with like the purple unicorn, and he would try so hard to get it. And just that one toy. Like everyone, if you have a dog, you know that your dog loves that one dang toy and will go through the ends of the earth to get it.
If it was bright ceiling, people are like, oh my God, the unicorn's moving on its own.
That's your It Feels Good for today. Thank you, guys. Tomorrow, though, imagine this. You're a teacher and one of your young teenage students needs a home. So instead of turning your back on your student, you bring him into your life completely. That's going to be tomorrow's Feel Good Story at this time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.